This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live. Wow, that sounds horrible. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. That's because it was on the. I was doing it the wrong way. Let's fix that. So, anyway, just in time for Friday. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks, you know, this is ergonomic development before your very eyes. This is where you get there, and what you have now is the finished product, right? But this has been years in development, this final shape, this final gun stock. All of it developed to fit somebody, and they have something to fit everybody. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I discovered that sometimes the cure is worse than the disease. Along with having all of this fluid and everything in my lungs and in other places, the drugs that they have been giving me, which I've just about finished taking for the most part, are designed to help me get rid of that fluid. And to that end, they're doing a really good job, except they are, as you can hear, they're making me really, 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 really dry. So, we'll just keep on going if you don't mind the croaking. If the croaking is okay, we're good to go. We are good to go if you can handle that. If, you know, anyway. Now, I had a couple of conversations today, and I'm, you know, to one end, I see... I know people on, lots of pro-gun people that are trying hard not to go in hard on these Parkland kids. But as I pointed out to them, and I don't know if they're going to figure this out for themselves, the problem is politics is a dirty business. Just talking about politics... It's not very much fun. It gets you angry a lot and everything else. But there's a level of filthiness with regard to the Parkland shooting survivors that I'm having a little bit of trouble getting over. Like all of you, I've been watching the story of the Parkland students unfold before our eyes and the huge media spotlight that they now occupy. This is not the ideal place for teenagers, but the media and the left have made it clear it is theirs. These students... handful of them, are at the forefront of the left's gun control movement. And that was a decision that was out of our hands. Now, as I'm watching it, I become increasingly angered by the behavior of David Hogg and Cameron Caskey and the others among the Parkland student activists. In fact, I'm pretty disgusted. And this disgust is only made worse by the fact that this process and media bonanza began before the blood had even been cleaned from the high school where the horror took place. David Hogg, who has been the most visible of the group, has in particular been an unfit representative for students of tragedy. He plays the part of an angry leftist activist well. departed mourning sorrowful victim of tragedy, much less so. And he brags about hanging up on the president when he reaches out to the students to talk while claiming to support unity and togetherness. And the media finds no contradiction. He says that people like me that come out against him are, you know, picking on children, while at the same time he's trying to tell me, hey, this is the policy it needs to be. Son, you can be a child or you can be an adult activist, but you don't get to be both at the same time. He offers overtures of loving thy neighbor while he and his fellow activists hurl insults at innocent Americans, many parents and teens themselves, and blame them for the death of his classmates. He accuses senators of complicity in murder and mothers of callous disregard for their own children from a nationally televised stage. He ignorantly spreads falsehoods about the law, the Constitution, the function of government, the institutions of society, and the people who are within it, while rapt and worshipful television anchors genuflect and refuse to correct him at all. He refuses to accept apologies from those who feel that they've gone too far in their reactions to him, and unapologetically strikes at anyone who disagrees with him, including fellow student victims of the same tragedy. But here's the kicker. As disgusted as I am by his actions and that of his fellow students, I can't fully put the blame on them. These kids are acting like minor birds, and they're repeating something they've heard. Behind their gross actions are a bunch of adults that have told them everything they do is righteous and that every bit of nastiness they display is done in the name of good, and that the hate that they show their opponent is a justifiable fury that will help lead others into a better tomorrow. And, of course, that's utter nonsense. Hogg and his peers may have been the centerpiece of an internationally covered march, but they haven't changed much in the bigger debate. Multiple polls have shown that American youth actually view guns favorably, and the march was primarily populated by people just under the age of 50. Only 10% of the children were represented, and all of the speakers were flown in on jets and shuttled there in limousines. I sincerely doubt the truth of their impact is given to the students. I doubt they're told or seek out public opinion polls or even the unvarnished opinions of an everyday person here in America. Their handlers, the adults who use them, are feeding them half-truths and out-and-out lies about what they're accomplishing, all while stroking their anger against those who are defending themselves from what the students are being led to do. And so they lash out and insult and blame and accuse with the blessing and instigation of those guiding them, all for this little purpose of securing a talking point and generating headlines and fundraising dollars. Because that's what it all boils down to, is fundraising. If all of that weren't disgusting enough, the handlers behind the students wait for the inevitable reaction from the people. The students are sicked after. And naturally, people respond angrily toward the students. Some attack their attitude or their actions. Some just argue the points, and others attack them personally. This happens when in the public eye. But no matter what angle you approach the Parkland student activist from, or how you conduct yourself in response, your actions are inevitably characterized as a personal attack. If you question Hogg and the others, you're attacking kids who've suffered greatly. There's no context or excuse. CNN's Don Lemon declared, "You're a bad guy if you criticize students in any way." And this is a common thought in the mainstream media. Brian Stelter of CNN admitted that he let Hogg spread misinformation uncontested on his program. So let's be abundantly clear here. Do I think these kids should have personal attacks lobbed against them? No. But they're putting themselves in the place of adults. And they're putting themselves out. And they have no remorse for anything they say to me or you. The adults that have put them out there have got them feeling like they're invulnerable. I don't remember when it was, but there was something called the Box Rebellion in China, where they told the Chinese boxing students that they would be invulnerable to bullets if they stood up against the force they were facing. And they went off and they went into the hand-to-hand combat, or with hand-to-hand combat in a gunfight, and they got killed en masse. The Box Rebellion is redone now from the Parkland children. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Unlimited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Unlimited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Here's the thing about a Boyd's gun stock. Most gun, you know, the semi-automatics, the ARs and everything, they have their own little, you know, sort of design. All these bolt guns, semi-automatic, upright hunting rifles and everything else, that's just my knee thingy going off. Don't pay no attention to that. They are designed based upon how that stock is holding it up. Some have it floating a little bit. Some have it in a lot of different ways. Most stocks today are not to my liking as far as how they feel when you pull the trigger. I want a gun that I can train with, that I can run all the time. There you have it. That's what Boyd's does. When you buy a Boyd's gun stock, when you buy one of those shapes, you're getting a gun, you're getting a stock that's going to work no matter what you do. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, this week in closing arguments into the trial of Noor Solomon, the widow of the Pulse nightclub terrorist Omar Mateen, prosecutors allege that the killer had another target in mind. Mateen killed 49 people in his rampage at the Orlando nightclub in June of 2016 before being shot and killed by the cops, had first intended to open fire on tourists in Disney World shopping and entertainment complex. He planned to hide a gun in a stroller but was spooked by police, according to the prosecutors. Assistant U.S. Attorney Sarah Sweeney showed the jurors a video of Mateen walking through the Disney complex and glancing at police officers behind him. He had to choose a new target. We now know that he followed through on Plan B and opened fire on the Pulse nightclub, now one of the deadliest mass shootings in modern U.S. history. And the attention turned to his widow, who was accused of aiding and abetting her husband as he carried out his rampage. She was charged with being an accomplice and knowingly misleading FBI agents. Prosecutors said she claimed her husband didn't use the internet in their home, but he did. She also told investigators that Mateen had deactivated his Facebook account in 2013, but investigators found that he had an account up until the month of the shooting and was friends with his wife. She said her husband only had one gun when he had three, and that he wasn't radicalized, even though prosecutors said he spent time watching beheading videos and looking at ISIS sites. Where do you find beheading videos? I mean, are those readily available? I'm not going looking for them, but I mean, where do you find them? Her defense team portrays her as a woman with a low IQ who knew nothing of her husband's diabolical mind, and nonetheless any detailed plans he had to commit to terror. I think now that I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that that's over and she's walked. They have dropped it. And she moves on. Yeah. Not too, well, in the 70s. Maybe it was the 70s. I don't know. Andy Warhol. And we don't know whether it should be attributed to him or Nat Finkelstein, who was his photographer from 1966 or 1968. But one of them uttered the phrase, "Everyone will be world famous for 15 minutes." Whoever said it first, it has indeed turned out to be true when it comes to the persons who were suddenly slingshot into a media firestorm for one reason or another. So soon enough, our 24-hour news cycle moves on to the next cultural or political phenomenon. Whether it's legitimate or entirely illegitimate. And the minute they disappear from our television or internet screens, we forget about them. This is what awaits people like Stormy Daniels and David Hogg, and the sooner the better. Let the next firestorm begin. This one began to stink a few weeks ago. The left in America increasingly swaddles themselves in a bubble wrap setup, and these progressives do not intend to let the values of mainstream Americans interfere with their agenda to transform the nation. So when an event like the school shooting in Parkland occurs, what an opportunity! They knew within minutes whom to blame, whom to catapult into the media spotlight, where to get the money to fund whatever campaign they sprang into action to mount. Like the devout students of Saul Alinsky they are, they knew how to capitalize on a crime and misery. Clearly, the leftist media believed that as the Russia collusion meme fell apart, they could take Trump out with a porn star. She really a star? When was she a star? No one really cares except apparently the people at CNN. The Access Hollywood tape from years ago didn't hurt Trump at all, but somehow in their dreams a one-night stand 12 years ago with the porn actress will do the trick. And for weeks, CNN and MSNBC have gone all in on this one. The reporting on Benghazi was nothing compared to their coverage of this particular brief encounter. They've ignored entirely the volumes of proof that the Clinton campaign, the DNC, the media, the FBI, and the CIA colluded in a wholly illegal, unconstitutional way to take Trump down and out both before and after the election. They don't want to know about that one. As Trevor Thomas wrote, of course, children prefer leftists. They stick their fingers in their ears when facts they don't like become more audible. Their fingers are still in their ears. And the loathsome young David Hogg and the pitiful Stormy Daniels are sad commentaries on our 15 minutes of fame culture. Saddest aspect of their brushes with celebrities, their own apparent belief that these events are meaningful. They're not. Not even a little bit. They're both this month's media instruments of rage and ratings. Nothing Hogg has to say is based on truth or facts. Whatever it is true or not true, Daniel's accusations is of no interest to anyone but voyeurs like Anderson Cooper. Both Hogg and Daniels are about to be old news. Sooner or later, the left and the media will realize that these two minions are now doing more harm than good to their anti-Trump agenda. The president's approval ratings have gone up over the past few weeks, and donations to the NRA have gone through the roof, while CNN has been focused on Hogg. So they have miscalculated this one really badly. They picked the wrong horse. They've indeed unmasked themselves in the misguided belief that the rest of us are on a board with gun confiscation, open borders, sanctuary cities, amnesty for millions of illegals, and the notion that Trump could be brought down by the revelation of a one-night stand years ago. These are the folks who found nothing wrong with Bill Clinton's exploits in the Oval Office. So, as usual, the media in crowd assumes that the rest of us are uninformed idiots who remember nothing of that hardened defense of Clinton's many crimes. But they also forget why Trump was elected. Trump was elected to shake things up. And the Democrats and their media partners are never going to forgive him for winning to do just that. And he's doing just that. It's pretty funny, really, it is. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
That's the only way to go. That's the only way to go. Finding that perfect feel when you shoulder that weapon. That just doesn't happen. This is taking decades for Boyd's to get this right. But you can get it in about 5 or 7 days in most cases. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Once and again, of course, the gun control zealots are calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. We've had, as if this gives them enough credence to lead the movement, former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens parroting the gun grabber narrative with his recent New York Times article. He writes, the demonstrators should seek more effective and lasting reform. They should demand a repeal of the Second Amendment. He goes further to bloviate that the Second is a relic of the 18th century, and it's a rather sorry state of affairs when a Supreme Court justice who is tasked with upholding the U.S. Constitution, including the Bill of Rights, must be reminded why the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You would think a constitutional scholar would know these things. But it's also proof positive that advanced age and wisdom are not necessarily synonymous. Right, honestly, well, you know, 97 years old, I'm surprised he's still alive. I hope I get to live to be 97. The Bill of Rights Institute provides an excellent brief background on the first 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Simply put and stated eloquently, the Bill of Rights is a list of limits on government power. Unfortunately, not only are those in favor of surrendering their Second Amendment right, but these same people believe that government forces are incapable of oppression, subversion, coercion, or any number of other forms of tyranny that end with the ION. But if you pick up any American history book and revisit why America's founding fathers were familiar with government oppression, because they lived through it, and many gave their lives fighting it. As history has shown time and time again, tyrants conquer the populace by instilling fear. They rely on killing or sinister threats of harm, and then they demonstrate that through injury to control the masses. Heinous killing sprees and wretched oppression of the citizenry are the result of a people unable to defend themselves. Naysayers and doubters are quick to counter with claims that nothing of the sort could happen in the 21st century. History proves otherwise, though. A quick review of the 13 most monstrous tyrants of the 20th century will reveal one thing in common. Hundreds of millions of dead people who were hopelessly unable to rise up with arms and overthrow their oppressors. Helpless, just waiting for their turn. In most cases, outside forces and circumstances were required to bring each of those dictators to an inglorious end, but not before millions were sacrificed, not before state resources and treasuries were looted, not before generations of survivors beaten down to pathetic shells of human beings. We've got a third-generation dictator still lording it over in North Korea, aided and abetted by a 21st-century media machine that would make Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, proud. There's an excellent accounting of how Hitler disarmed an unsuspecting German public can be found in Stephen P. Holbrook's book, Gun Control and the Third Reich, Disarming the Jews and the Enemies of the State. There's no need to rehash the history of Germany's most notorious monster and the atrocity that occurred not only in Germany but across Europe. In fact, Mr. Holbrook's book ought to be on the required reading list of all American high school civics classes. Then they should be forced to watch video of Germans, just regular Germans who were not Nazis, who were just Germans. And some of them were Nazis without a doubt. Some of them were soldiers that had survived the war and everything else. They should see what they went through at the hands of the conquerors. After the cessation of hostility. Now, I'm not the one to sit here and tell you I don't get why that happened to them. I completely get why that happened to them. But you should see how savage we are capable of being. I mean, I've seen video of some of these people having stuff done to them that, you know, most of the time I would have to go to a movie with a very high special effects budget to see this kind of stuff. And they did it on a regular basis. And this was after the war. After the war. Here we have a Second Amendment that ensures that the people elected to public office, that they've uphold their sworn oath to defend the U.S. Constitution and abide by the Bill of Rights. If we didn't have it, if we didn't have that second, how easy would it be for someone or a group of people opposing democracy to usurp the American government? I don't know, like fundamentally transforming. Does that ring a bell to you? Bear in mind that we have a very slick and sophisticated media machine in place. It operates as the progressive leftist purveyor of propaganda today. It's not simply a coincidence that the group of people who are working feverishly to rescind the second are the same group of people opposed to free speech. They want stifling regulation. Read that to be suppression of media outlets opposed to their agenda, like me, like Genesis. They have recruited money supporters willing to expend millions of dollars in order to achieve their nefarious goal, divesting law-abiding citizens of their firearms. Constitutional Preservationist Speaker and author Michael Bednarik put it bluntly, Second Amendment is our emergency cutoff switch for a government run amok. I have to agree with that. More importantly, the Second Amendment is the ultimate check. It is the veto that every one of us has if the government goes sideways on us. And there should be that check in place. We should, our government should never get to the point to where they think we are so advanced and the nature of man is advanced so far as to where they can do anything and we're just going to be so proper and so prim, we're not going to take action against them. They should never be allowed to settle into that mindset. But they do. They do a lot. And I honestly thought after Alexandria that that would change. Instead, we got people on the left going, well, you know, I think there was a little justice in there. Steve Scalise, he's voted for this, he's voted for that. That was just karma. Whatever they said, they know no shame. I'm not, you know, when I think about the people I work with and I work for and the people that I represent and the people that I, that are sponsoring the show and everything, and I sit back and I think about, I know how each and every one of these people feel about things. But when I consider how some will get out there and say, I don't want to go that far, I hope we can do it that way. But sometimes I look at the vitriol coming from the other side, and I get it. They hate us. Okay. They hate us. There is no conversation, no meeting halfway. They just hate us. They want to disarm us. That's it. That's all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have idle power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is the way to that ergonomic perfection that everybody that buys one of these guns wants. And that way is paved by going to boydsgunstocks.com. Go check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. In the aftermath of the Mandalay Bay shooting in October, the DOJ has proposed a new rule reclassifying bump stocks as machine guns. Trump has condemned bump stocks, and even the NRA has called for additional regulations on devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles. Okay, I got no problem with that. That's not what bump stocks do. The new rule would require that all existing bump stocks either be turned in or destroyed without compensation. I don't own a bump stock. I have no desire to own a bump stock. I think they're asinine. It's a sort of a device an 18-year-old male with a whole lot of testosterone, much more so than common sense, would think it's really cool. Despite all that, despite how I feel about it, despite what I think they are, the proposed ban on bump stocks ought to be resisted. This opens the door to outright confiscation of all semi-automatic firearms by executive order. Not by this administration. No, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen with this government right now in place. No, it isn't. But it starts this thing they call precedent. This gives precedent to the fact that they can look at something, take it, go ex post facto on it, and then tell you you got to destroy it, give it up, something like that, and offer you no compensation for it. This is the very sort of abuse that initiated the American Revolution. Installing a bump stock does not transform a semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun. A machine gun is a mechanical thing. And all the mechanics are happening inside the cavity they call the fire control group. By statutory law, a machine gun is any weapon which shoots. is designed to shoot or can be readily restored to shoot automatically more than one shot without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger. There is no bump stock in which this happens. No. Bump stocks merely facilitate rapid fire because your finger is bouncing on the trigger because of the way the bump stock works. And even if you don't know, I mean, the bump stocks are not automatic. You have to be pulling on the front of the rifle for the bump stock to work. I'm sure lots of people have gotten bump stocks and hooked them up and said, hey, this ain't doing nothing. It becomes an exercise in physics. Pulling facilitates the, you know, as when it recoils backwards and you're still pulling it, it's going to go back, forward, boom, boom, boom. It's just going back and forth. Every time a gun with a bump stock is discharged, it is a single function of the trigger. That's why on 10 separate occasions between 2008 and 2017, the ATF issued letters concluding that bump stocks did not qualify as machine guns and were perfectly legal to manufacture, sell, and possess. 10 separate occasions. And a bump stock is not required for rapid firing of a semi-automatic firearm. Any semi-automatic gun can be bump-fired. Now, bump-firing is a thing. It's a whole different thing. Normally, you're going to have to hold this down by your hip. You stick your finger in the trigger, and you pull forward, and you just keep pulling forward, and the gun was once again bouncing back and forth. You can't shoulder it or anything because you got to have your finger down there on the side. Your shoulder would get in the way of the forward, back, and forth motion. So, what are they going to do then? They're going to ban shoulders and fingers? If the executive branch of the federal government can arbitrarily declare that a certain type of stock turns a semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun because it facilitates bump firing, the executive can also reclassify all semi-automatic guns as machine guns because all semi-autos are capable of bump firing. That's to include pistols. It could become the final dream of Feinstein's turn them all in. And if this is allowed to stand, that precedent will have been established for confiscating all semi-automatic firearms without a single law being enacted or even deliberated. The proposed bump stock ban is also an unconstitutional taking. The DOJ wants to compel everyone in possession of a bump stock to turn it in or destroy it without compensation. This is an explicit violation of the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, which prohibits the taking of private property without just compensation. Although, even though the gun grabbers would like to have the Australian model where they actually paid something for the guns, they're good. They'd be good with this. They'd be okay with this. So, the last reason to oppose the bump stock ban is the most compelling of all. There's a lesson to be learned from events that unfolded in 17th century England. 1685, James II ascended to the throne and decided he was going to restore the British Isles to Catholicism. Among the Protestant institutions that James II intended to subdue was the University of Cambridge. In 1687, Cambridge was ordered by James II to appoint a Catholic monk to the facility, or the faculty, an illegal act. Under intense pressure, the faculty at Cambridge agreed to a compromise. The Catholic monk would be admitted with the understanding that this was to be a single exception from which no precedent could be drawn. The controversy was apparently settled when a man stood up and voiced his objection to the arrangement. He said, "This is giving up the question." Single-handedly, one person convinced the entire body of the faculty to resist on the basis of law and principle. Cambridge fought the king and won. Who was this moral absolutist who refused to compromise principle? This intransient iconoclast? You've heard his name before. Isaac Newton. One of the greatest geniuses the human race has ever produced. So if we agree to ban bump stocks because they facilitate rapid firing, we have given up the question. We've agreed in principle that any dangerous gun can be banned and confiscated by an arbitrary executive order. All guns are capable of rapid fire, and all guns are inherently dangerous. This is why you have them. Pump-action shotguns can be rapidly fired and reloaded. Jerry Michalak probably should be banned. He can fire five shots from a double-action revolver in 0.57 seconds. Standard-capacity magazines will facilitate rapid fire. Of course, they got to go. A writer who wants to ban all private individual ownership of firearms recently argued that even bolt-action rifles can still fire surprisingly fast in skilled hands, and he's right. So all magazine-fed guns would be outlawed. There's no compromise involved or proposed here. In return for a ban on bump stocks, we get nothing. The same situation we've been through now for 84 years. So despite the fact that the Constitution forbids any infringement, we have endured repeated infringements. In less than 100 years, we've been subjected to the NFA of 1934, the Gun Control Act of 1968, the Brady Act of 1993, countless state restrictions on the right. If we would be honest with ourselves, we would admit that half of the Second Amendment is already gone. Should we surrender on bump stocks? No. As a speaker at the recent gun control march on Washington, D.C. admitted, when they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. There is no appeasement of this. Appeasement will only encourage more depredation and encroachment. Don't ever give up your weapons. Very, very simple premise, really. Right. I think it's simple. I mean, it's one of the reasons I joined, wore the uniform and all the other things I did was so some people would not have to. Taking my knee thingy off. Makes noise when you take it off. In the third hour, I'm going to bring a guy on here, Bob Biedenbach. He owns a company called Arachnogrip. And we're going to talk a little bit about Arachnogrip. Because I'm talking all the time here lately about females and people getting a little older that might need to carry a gun. The Arachnogrip, if you're carrying a semi-automatic, will help you carry that semi-automatic weapon in ways you would not think would be that, not that apparent, but, I mean, it's another 2 or 3%. That's all I'm offering, another 2 or 3%. That's it. So, hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.